Now, the Syrian army and fighters from the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah have made fresh gains in their battle against terrorists in the Syrian border city. They're currently engaged in street-to-street clashes to clear the area from foreign-backed militants. Our correspondent Muhammad Ali has a following report from the flashpoint city of Zabadani.
This is the city of Zabadani in Damascus countryside, where terrorists are being squashed by resistance forces. The Syrian army, backed by Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah, has taken control of Barada Mosque and all the surrounding residential blocks after destroying a terrorist hideout, killing all the militants who were inside. Syrian army personnel have expressed determination to secure this strategic city.
We have been fighting for 4 years and we are still capable of fighting for many years in order to squash terrorism. The situation is okay in Zabadani, and we are advancing every day with high morale.
A heavy machine gun for the terrorists was also destroyed in Beit Khito neighborhood in the city, as joint resistance forces are advancing. Intensive strikes by the resistance have also forced many terrorists to flee. This behind me is al-Zabadani town on the borderline between Syria and Lebanon. It is the last stronghold for foreign-backed militants over here. Securing it would mean securing the entire borderline between Syria and Lebanon. For months now, the Syrian army and Hezbollah have been rapidly advancing on both sides of the borders with the aim of cutting all supply lines of terrorists there. The significance of securing such long borders is that a major passage used by the terrorists throughout the years of the unrest for infiltration and weapons smuggling would be closed, saving both countries from terrorist threats. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, Zabadani, Damascus countryside.